From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The White House Monday launched a new defense of President Donald Trump's immigration order. The order temporarily bans entry into the country from Iraq, Iran, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, and Yemen. The administration points out that only a tiny fraction of foreigners entering U.S. territory since Friday have been affected by the travel ban. Meanwhile, Acting Attorney General Sally Yates, a temporary holdover from the Obama administration, ordered the Justice Department not to defend the order in court. Opponents are calling the plan a Muslim exclusion order. The White House says it does not actually target Muslims, but describes it as a series of precautionary steps needed to keep America safe. Here is spokesman Sean Spicer.
The president's going to be very proactive with protecting this country. We're not going to wait till we get attacked and figure out how we can make sure it doesn't happen again. He's going to do everything in his power to stop every threat that we face in this country and every potential threat.
Criticism against the plan mounted on Monday. Rights groups are vowing to take legal action to stop it. Congressional Democrats carrying candles gathered outside the U.S. Supreme Court building in Washington to express their opposition. Earlier, Senate Republicans blocked an effort by Democrats to overturn the order. It emerged Monday that some State Department employees and U.S. diplomats opposed to Mr. Trump's order have circulated what they called a dissonant channel memo against it. Police in Quebec City have charged a French-Canadian university student with murder following an attack on a mosque in the city. Alexander Bissonnette was charged Monday with 6 counts of first-degree murder, 5 counts of attempted murder. More than 50 people were at the Quebec Islamic Cultural Center when the shooting began. This is VOA News. President Trump's nomination of Rex Tillerson to be Secretary of State advanced Monday when the Senate decided to put his name up for a vote later in the week. Mr. Trump signed an executive order Monday cutting regulations on businesses.
This will be the largest ever cut by far in terms of regulation. These folks are small business owners, and they're great people.
Mr. Trump repeated his desire to cut business regulations by as much as 75%. The president says he will announce a Supreme Court nominee late Tuesday. The 9-member court has had 1 vacant seat since the death last year of Justice Antonin Scalia. Mr. Trump has been considering several conservative judges for the appointment. Former President George H.W. Bush has been discharged from a Houston, Texas hospital. He had been at the facility for the last 2 weeks being treated for pneumonia. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says Iran has conducted a ballistic missile test. He says the U.S. does not know the exact nature of the test and is studying the matter. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday condemned the test, calling it a violation of a United Nations resolution. He said he would bring up a possible renewal of sanctions against Iran when he meets with President Trump at the White House February 15th. The British government has rejected calls for rescinding an invitation for President Donald Trump to visit the country. Opposition to the visit arose after the president's order temporarily banning some immigration. Demonstrators took to the streets.
I'm here to make a stand against history repeating itself and things like Trump with the Muslim ban and everything like that, just repeating what happened with Hitler in the past years ago.
He doesn't stand for global values, things like compassion, inclusivity, diversity.
He's not fit to be a president. He's not fit. And so at 54, it's the first time I've ever protested on the streets. I need to put my marker down. No Trump state visit. And I think he's a disgrace to America.
And despite all of that, Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson rebuffed calls to cancel the visit. Prime Minister Theresa May also said that the Trump visit to Britain will go forward. There are reports that as many as 7 people were killed Monday in renewed violence in Ukraine's separatist eastern region. Fighting has increased over the past several days between government forces and Russian-backed rebels. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko urged German Chancellor Angela Merkel to step up economic sanctions on Russia. Mr. Poroshenko cut short his visit to Germany when the violence broke out in eastern Ukraine. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.